20 years ago, a small group of women who were inspired by the Washington Women's Foundation's concept of women's large-scale collective grant-making thought that together they could make a significant difference here in Idaho communities. They dreamed of an organization whose mission was to educate women about the power of collaborative philanthropy. In September 2001, 34 Idaho women joined the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation, and 20 years later, this organization has given more than $5 million in grants to organizations across the Gem State. Joining us today to talk more are Heather Haraghi, past president of the IWCF, and Jennifer Sampson, current chair of the IWCF Grant Committee. I want to thank both of you for coming on the program today.
Thanks, Gemma.
Thank you.
So, Jennifer, can we start with you? So for people who may not be familiar with the idea of collaborative giving, tell us about that.
So in a nutshell, it's around 400 women coming together, everyone contributing the same amount, and we take the total dollars and then redistribute it out to seven grants plus each year. And so it's the ability to leverage the dollars into bigger gifts and make more of an impact in our community that individually would be hard for a lot of us to do.
Mm-hmm. And Heather, you're the past president. Tell me how the organization works, because as you know, Jennifer said, quite a few women have been involved in this organization over the years.
Yeah, over time, we've had about 800 members coming in and out of our, we call it pooled giving. And it really started with a group of women saying, what can we do together? So what we've done since 2001 hasn't changed. We make a check. We write a check every year to IWCF, and that's our gift to the organization. And then that's split in half, and half of it goes into the pooled fund, which is our grants, which makes huge impact across all of southwestern Idaho. We're currently granting in about 11 counties. And then the other half of what we give, we can designate to charities of our choice and the things that we're passionate about in the community. And as long as they're a 501c3, our gifts are passed along to them to help with different projects across the state and really the whole region.
And Heather, why for you is this model of giving, so important, but also meaningful?
Well, I'm a little bit of a philanthropy nerd. I love the power of giving and seeing change in the community. And I can't think of a better way than to do it with a group of women who are focused in on whether it's health or arts or education, the things that really make our community what it is. So there's a little bit of a social aspect to it because I get to meet these incredible women. And we do have men who are members as well. We're not exclusive. But really, it's about the power of what we can do together and making Idaho the best possible place we can.
And Jennifer, for you, kind of a similar question. I mean, what is it personally that kind of gave you this moment of, you know what, I want to do this? Because I think something you said was pretty profound in the sense of, I think a lot of people don't see themselves as philanthropists. I think a lot of people think, you know what, my giving's not going to matter that much. But right, this model really negates that in a way.
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I mean, I think I love that we're enabling nonprofits to do what they do best, which is to, you know, execute and administer programs that they've researched and they know, and they know what an impact it will make. And I think the other part of that is just learning about all of the different things happening in our community and in Southwest Idaho. I think we come away every year learning about four or five new nonprofits or five or six new projects, and really just being able to celebrate what an amazing thing that people are doing in our community that we might not hear about every day, you know, in the news and with everything else going on in the world. So I think it just personal education and learning about all these wonderful things that are happening here in Southwest Idaho.
Is there a particular grant that you've given out, Jennifer, over the years that has stuck with you?
Oh, I think there's several. You know, last 2 years ago, 2 and 3 years ago, we gave 2 grants in Cascade, one to the medical center and one to the high school that were, you know, really targeted toward mental health in the rural community there. And I think when you see just what an impact that makes in a small town that probably doesn't have access to as many resources as, you know, something in Boise, I think that's really good. It, you know, but then I think we also love seeing all the projects in our, you know, pollinator gardens going up and encouraging that grassroots environmental activism, the focus on early childhood education over the last 7 or 8 years has been fantastic. You know, it's just digging deep and learning about what all these nonprofit leaders are doing in our counties. So, and last year we added Camas County to the mix. And, you know, as a result of that, they received a grant to provide dental and mental health services out in Fairfield, which is, as you know, an underserved area in our, in our communities. So.
Well, and you are getting ready to commemorate your first 20 years this weekend. So congratulations to you. And very quickly, we have about 1 minute left. Heather, what's your hope for the future for IWCF in the next 20 years?
Well, I think our partnership with the nonprofit community is pretty exciting, and we just want to keep going. You know, it's 5.2 million in 20 years, and we'd like to double down and do it again and maybe 10 or less. But we really hope that people will join us. This is a collective effort. We can only grant as much as our members choose to give, and with more members, we can make more impact. And that's in the end what it's really all about.
Well, I want to thank both of you for the work you're doing. It is a phenomenal organization, that idea of collaborative giving. We've been talking with Heather Haraghi. She's the past president of the Idaho Women's Charitable Foundation, and Jennifer Sampson, current chair of the IWCF Grant Committee. The organization is celebrating their 20th anniversary of giving, as Heather mentioned, more than $5 million over the last 20 years. And I want to thank all of you for joining us today. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Tess Goodwin is our production assistant. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Remember, our Dr. Roundtable is tomorrow, so if you have a question for them, get it in, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. We'll see you back here tomorrow.